诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主的面前来歌颂敬拜你。
Our loving God, thank you for bringing us in front of you so that we can praise you and pray to you.
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us always.
打开我们的心眼来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Open our hearts and our eyes to understand the words that you've given to us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣灵。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
俗云在家靠父母，出外呢靠朋友。
A Chinese very famous sentence, we say at home, our parents provide us support, and while we are away from home, we find support from our friends.
如果一个留学生从国外要到美国来留学，
When a student coming to US for study,
在他所需要去的学校，他有一些的朋友校友，因此他就可以在许多事情他们能够来帮助他。
And luckily, if the person knows someone already live or study in the place where he's going, it would be extremely helpful.
如果他需要租公寓，他可以靠朋友来提供他一些住宿的资料，或是建议他在哪个地方来住比较合适。
When he needs a place to stay, his friends can provide information as to where can be appropriate based on his need.
如果他要买车子，也可以提供他一些的资料，如何去选车子。
And if he wishes to buy a car, his friends can give him advice.
如果他有学校的同学、校友、朋友，甚至有教会能够来帮助他。他到一个陌生的地方去，他就觉得比较安心了。
Overall, if a person goes to a new place and he found that there's many friends, alumni or church that could help him, he will feel much more relaxed.
像我们教会两个礼拜前也举行迎新会，大家也能够借这个机会来认识一些的这些学生，也能够提供他们一些的帮助。
Like 2 weeks ago, we have a gathering together, welcoming party with the new students coming to St. Louis. Our church provide them help, and this could be very useful for them.
同样，我们生活在这个广大的宇宙里面，我们最需要的信号是什么呢？
So in this world, if we compare this to a new location, what the support will we need, and where will we find it?
约翰福音十五章九到十七节告诉我们，神爱我们世界上的人。
In John 19:9-17, it tells us that our God loves us.
他道成肉身到这个世界上来，作为我们最好的朋友。
And he became flesh in human form to be our friend.
这是我们最大的福气。
And this is so lucky that we can have him.
所以我们从今天所读的经文里面一起来领受神的话语，第一就是认识神的爱。
So let's learn about God's words from these verses. And the first message is to know about God's love.
回到约翰福音十五章第九节，耶稣说，正如父亲爱我，我爱你们，你们要常生活在我的爱中。
As John 15:9 says, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love.
神爱耶稣基督。
God loves Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督与神本为一体的。
Jesus is God.
神借着耶稣基督成为我们世人，到世界上来爱我们。
And Jesus came to the world in flesh to demonstrate God's love for the world.
神是爱的源头。
God is the source of our love.
约翰一书第四章第七节说，爱是从神来的。
In John 4:7, for love comes from God.
第八节说，神就是爱。
In John 4:8, because God is love.
神的爱采取行动来创造世界。
Because His love for us, He took action and He created the world for us.
创世纪第一章第三节说，神说要有光，就有光。
In Genesis 1:3, and God says, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神的爱来创造这个世界。
Because of His love for us, He created the world.
神的爱采取行动去关心他受苦的百姓。
And because of His love for us, He took action to care for His people who are suffering.
神借着摩西向埃及的法老王说，让我的百姓去。
In Exodus, God used Moses to ask the Pharaoh to say, "Let my people go."
神的爱采取行动到世界上来赎我们的罪。
And because of His love for us, He took action and come to the world to redeem us from our sin.
约翰福音三章十六节说，上帝那么爱世人，甚至赐下他的独子，要使所有信他的人不至于灭亡，反得到永恒的生命。
In John 3:16,For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
神是爱我们的神，并且他是一位大有全能、创造宇宙万物的神。
Our God loves us, and He is powerful and almighty, that He created the whole universe for us.
耶利米书三十二章十七节说。主耶和华，你曾用大能而生出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。
In Jeremiah 32:17, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you.
神爱我们，并且他是一位大有全能的神。在他无所不能，因此他对我们的爱没有什么事情做不到的。
God loves us, and He's powerful, and He's a God that He's all capable of. So He can accomplish everything to demonstrate His love for us.
当我们遇到了一件特别的困难，需要神的帮助，世界上。没有一件事是神所做不到的。
So when we encounter a specific difficulty, God is there for us. He can do all the impossible for us.
一位神学家 Abraham Kuyper 他说，在基督所统治全部我们人类生存的每一个平方寸里。没有他不宣称说是属于我的。
Abraham Kuyper once said, "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is the sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine.'"
我们认识神是爱我们的神，并且他爱我们，我们需要他的照顾、保护。供给等等，没有一件事是他做不到的。
We know God loves us, He cares for us, He protects us, and He provides everything we need.
在世界上，没有一件事情不是在他的掌管之下。
He can do all and everything. He can do all and everything is possible in Him because He is in control of everything.
如果我们对神有这种的了解认识的话，我们信靠神，这将带给我们绝对的平安。
If this is the God that we know, and we will rely on Him completely, and this will bring us absolute peace in our mind.
我们对神这种的信心，将除去我们面对将来。这个未知的将来的恐惧。
And this confidence that we have in God will chase away any fear and brings us great hope for the future.
甚至这带给我们极大的盼望，因为我们知道神是爱我们的神，他必定带领我们前面的路程。
We are so relaxed when we know that God loves us and He will lead the way for us.
我们认识神是掌管宇宙万物的一切神，一切的神啊。所以耶稣告诉我们人生优先的次序。
Jesus told us the priority in our life once we know that God is in control of the whole universe.
马太福音第六章三十三到三十四节说，你们要先求上帝的主权的实现，遵循他的旨意，他就会把这一切，就是生活上的需要，都供给你们。啊，因此你们不要为明天忧虑，明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
And this is what Jesus told us about the priority in Matthew 6:33-34. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
我们尊主为大，每天照着主的话语去行，我们每天尽我们的本分，然后我们将一切交托给神。
We put God in the first place in our life. We follow His words. We live His life. And then we do our best to follow His path. And then we leave the result to His hand.
联合航空的第811班机在1989年2月24日从檀香山夏威夷起飞要往纽西兰。
In 1989, in February 24th, United Airlines Flight 811 is taking off from Honolulu to New Zealand.
当747飞机爬到22000尺的高空的时候，飞机的货舱的门被吹开。
When the 747 plane reached 22,000 feet high, the cargo door was blown open.
将飞机的一旁裂开了一个大洞。
This tore a huge hole in the side of the plane.
九个乘客随即被吸出去飞机外面上升了。
And 9 passengers were immediately sucked out of the plane into their deaths.
右边两个引擎被飞出去的碎片损坏失灵了。
The 2 right engines were damaged by flying debris and taken out of commission.
David Cronin, 机长。运用他38年飞行的经验处理突发的状况。
They all rely on Captain David Cronin to handle this emergency based on his 38 years of flying experience.
他最困难的问题就是决定飞机要飞多快。
The biggest problem he has now is to decide how fast he should fly.
他尽可能将飞机慢下接近失速的程度为防止空气冲进飞机里面造成机身更大的破洞。
He slowed the plane as close as to stall speed as possible in order to keep the air rushing over the plane from further widening the hole.
然后他遇到另外一个问题。
And now he has another problem.
飞机的鼓翼用来将飞机慢下来的运作已经不正常。
The wing flaps used to slow down the plane were not working properly.
平常降落的速度是每小时170英里的速度，但是它必须用195的时速来降落。
The normal speed of landing is 170 miles per hour, and now he has.The plane at 195 miles per hour.
然而 Cronin 机长做了最安稳的降落，甚至航空专家称这是一个很奇妙的降落。
Nevertheless, Captain Cronin made one of the smoothest landing, and airline expert called this landing a miracle.
这个高空惊险的事件发生过了几天之后，Cronin 机长接受记者的访问，被问说 当飞机失去了机舱的门的时候，他的第一个反应是什么？
Several days after the event, a reporter asked Captain Cronin, what was his first thought following the loss of the cargo door?
机长回答说，我随时地替我的乘客们祷告，然后再回去我的工作。
He answered, I say a prayer for my passengers momentarily, and then go back to business.
我们从机长向记者的回答帮助我们了解一个正确的工作态度。
What positive working attitude we can learn from this captain's response?
他对神有很虔诚的信仰，他遇到了极难困难的时候，马上到神的面前来祷告求助。
He is faithful, so when he encounters an emergency or difficulty, he turns to God immediately.
这代表他平常与主的亲近，因此他知道随时到主的前面来求助。
This means that he's close to God in regular basis, so he knows that he can turn to him at any time.
多少时候我们遇到的困难，我们直觉的反应就是以我们自己的方法来处理事情，事情解决不了了，然后嘿才说，我怎么没有想到事先来祷告求告神帮助呢？以至于自己白受苦了。
How many times we try to handle situation in our own when the problem presents itself, and only when we fail in our own way that we realize we could have prayed for God's help to avoid all the problems.
Cronin 机长他祷告之后，他知道他应当尽他的本分，照着神所赐给他的专业的技术才能去处理问题。
After Captain Cronin prayed, he knew that he would have to go back to work and use his expertise and his experience and blessing from God to handle the problem.
我们作为神的儿女，也是借着我们的工作来荣耀上帝。
As God's children, we all glorify our God in our own profession.
我们尽最大的能力去学习得找经验。
We do our best to learn and can be expert in our field.
我们知道无论从事任何的工作都是神呼召我们去做的。
We know that every job we profess is God's calling.
Cronin 机长在他的专业上有很好的经验，因此他能够遇到急难的情况当中有好的判断，因此最后飞机能够安全的降落，保全了许多人的生命。
Captain Cronin is a professional in his field, so he can use his knowledge to make sound judgment, and the result is that he landed safely and saved many people's lives.
耶稣告诉我们，他与神本为一体的。
Jesus told us that he is God.
神在耶稣基督里面到世界上来爱我们，甚至世人，甚至为我们的罪来死在十字架上，三天复活，成为我们的救主。
So God came to the world, demonstrates His love in Jesus Christ to love us, and He was crucified, and after 3 days, He was resurrected and became our Savior.
我们在世界上最大的福气就是能够来认识这一位爱我们的神。
So the largest blessing we could have in our life is to know about our loving God.
我们知道我们被神创造来活在这个世界上，罪虽然导致我们离开的神，但是神的爱不放弃我们，借着耶稣基督再一次要把我们带到神的面前。
We should know the blessing we have is we are all God's creation. Even though sin took us away from our God, He never gave us up. He brought us back to Him through Jesus Christ.
耶稣叫我们能够经常的照着他的教训来行，我们知道一切我们所行所做的都有神在我们生命上 来保守带领我们的人生，我们照着他的教训来做，这将带给我们最大的满足与喜乐。
Jesus asks us to follow his truths and his doctrines, with his love and guidance, we'll have joy and peace in our life.
第二，耶稣是我们的恩友。
The second message today is Jesus is my best friend.
约翰福音十五章十三节说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
In John 15:13,Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend.
耶稣到世界上来成为我们的朋友。
Jesus came to the world to become our friend.
他甚至为我们舍命牺牲自己，他要来成为我们最好的朋友。
He even died for us. He wanted to be our best friend.
Mary Kusman.在1930年代美国经济大萧条的期间，他的家庭也跟其他的美国的家庭一样遇到很大的困难。
In U.S. Depression during the 30s, Mary Cushman's family suffered just as most of the American families.
他的丈夫每个礼拜领回来的薪资，领回来的钱缩小至18块钱。
Her husband's paycheck shrank to $18 per week.
但是又因为他的身体也不好啊，时常赚回来的钱也没有他通常赚的那18块钱那么多。
And because of his bad health, he can barely make this amount most of the time.
所以他的太太 Mary 就替人将衣服拿到家里来洗，来烫衣服。
So Mrs. Cushman started to do laundries for others at home.
有一天，她有5个小孩，穿衣服都是从救世军的商店买来最便宜的衣服。
She bought all her 5 children's clothes in the cheapest in Goodwill with the cheapest price.
他们也签一家杂货店50块钱。
They owe $50 to the local grocery store.
那当时算是也很多钱啦。
Well, imagine his weekly paycheck is only $18.
那个杂货店控告说，他的11岁的小孩子偷他们的东西。
And one day, the owner of the grocery store accused her 11-year-old kid stealing.
这个压力使 Mary 承受不了。
She could no longer bear the pressure in life.
她说：“我不能看到任何的希望。我将洗衣机关掉。带着我5岁的女儿进入我的卧室。”
So she said, "I could not see any hope in life. I shut off my washing machine. I took my little 5-year-old daughter into the bedroom."
将窗户关紧，然后打开热气炉的瓦斯，但是没有灯火。
Then she closed all the windows, turned on the gas line without lighting up.
她叫她的女儿躺在她的旁边，她对这个躺在她的身旁。
She put her daughter next to her in bed.
她的女儿对她说：“妈妈。”这有点好笑我们刚不久才起床呢。
That suddenly the little girl said, "Mommy, this is funny. We just got up a little while ago."
母亲说，没关系，我们再睡一会儿，我睡一会。
So the mother responded to the girl, "Never mind. We will just take a nap."
然后她将眼睛闭起来。天着瓦斯从暖气炉跑出来的声音，他说他从未忘记过那个瓦斯的味道。
When she closed her eye, listening to the gas coming out from the pipe, she described that she can never forget the smell of the gas.
他说突然间，我想我听到了音乐，他说我听着。
So suddenly she feels like she's heard some music, so she just listened to it.
我忘记关掉了厨房的收音机， 现在不要紧了。
This is because she forgot to turn the radio off in the kitchen, but it doesn't matter anyway.
音乐继续的唱着。
But the music kept playing.
不久，她听到了有人唱一首古老的圣诗。
And then she heard someone sing an old hymn.
耶稣是我恩友。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
耶稣是我亲爱的朋友。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
担当我罪与忧愁。
All our sins and grief to bear.
何等权力能将万事。
What a privilege to carry.
带到主恩座前来。
Everything to God in prayer.
多少平安屡屡失去。
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
多少痛苦白白受。
Oh, what needless pains we bear.
皆因未将各样事情。
Oh, because we do not carry.
带到主恩座前求。
Everything to God in prayer.
他听到了几首的圣诗。
He heard this old hymn.
他知道他已经犯了一个悲惨的错误。
She said, as I listened to the hymn, I realized I had made a tragic decision.
他说：“我试着独自去与我所有之可怕的战争在斗争争斗。”
He said, I've tried to fight all my terrible battles alone.
所以我就跳起来，将瓦斯关掉，窗门打开。
At that point.She just jumped up, turned off the gas.
当天 ，Mary 从收音机上听到了主给她的信息：耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
On that day, the message that Mary heard from the radio, it says, "Jesus is our best friend."
这告诉我们不要靠着自己的力量去承担所遇到所有这些的重担与困难。
We really do not need to bear everything by ourselves.
我们知道我们有一个最好的朋友耶稣基督。
We should know that our best friend Jesus is always there for us.
我们可以将所有一切的重担借着祷告带到主的面前来，叫他替我们来承担。
We could carry our burden to him, lift to God in our prayer, and Jesus will carry them for us.
他将替我们开路，赐给我们盼望。
He will open our paths and give us hope.
Mary 感谢神，及时让他能够醒悟过来。
Mary was thankful that he was rescued from her mistake.
他知道耶稣基督是他最好的朋友。
She realized that God is her best friend.
他感谢神赐给他五个小孩。
He praised the Lord for the five children that she has.
以后都长大成人，成家立业，神的恩典满满的在他的生命里面。
And all the five children grow up as fine men and women. God's blessing is in her life.
因为耶稣基督成为他最好的朋友。
Because she knows that Jesus Christ is her most reliable friend.
当我们遇到任何困难的时候，我们绝对不可以放弃。
So when we encounter difficulties, never give in.
我们知道耶稣基督是我们最好的朋友。
We need to know that Jesus is on our side.
我们不必自己去背负这些的痛苦重担。
He is there for us. We do not need to carry the unnecessary burden on our own.
马太福音十一章二十八节，耶稣应许说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就给你们安息。”
In Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are worried and burdened, and I will give you rest.
约翰十五章十二节，耶稣继续说：“你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。”
In John 15:12, my command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
耶稣到世界上来，成为我们最好 的朋友来爱我们，因此主也命令我们要彼此相爱。
Jesus came to the world to love us, to be our best friend. So God ordered us to love each other with His love.
我们也要成为别人最好的朋友。
So with His love, we can also become other people's best friend.
罗马书十二章十五节说，要跟喜乐的人同喜乐，跟哭泣的人同哭泣。
In Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
十五章第一节说，我们有坚强信心的人，应当帮助信心软弱的人，分担他们的重担，而不求满足自己。
In Romans 15:1, we who are strong ought to bear with the failing of the weak, and not to please ourselves.
以上的经节来提醒我们，应当彼此的安慰，彼此的鼓励与帮助。
This verse reminds us that we should care, encourage, and help our friends.
我们在教会里面应当成为彼此最好的朋友。
In the congregation, let's try to be each other's good friend.
在信仰上彼此的鼓励造就，在生活上彼此的关心，分担彼此的重担。
We encourage and build up our faith together, and in life we care and share each other's burden.
最后要活出基督的爱。
The last message today is live out the love in Jesus.
继续约翰福音十五章十六节说，不是你们拣选了我，而是我拣选了你们，并且指派你们去接纳存续的果子。
In John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
耶稣要我们去结果子，意思就是我们要去活出一个有果效的人生。
Jesus asked us to bear fruit. He wants us to have a life with lasting fruit.
不同的世界观影响我们对人生的看法，甚至影响整个世界社会。
Different worldview can expect people in their life pursuit, and it can even further affect a whole society.
柏拉图看我们的世界最主要的问题就是在于我们的肉体与它的软弱。
For example, Plato saw our main problem as being physical body and its weakness.
柏拉图指出，今天社会的问题就是在于没有纪律，以及自私的人不愿意降服在传统的道德。
Plato points out that the current problem in the society is lacking of disciplines and a human selfishness.
对马克思而言，这个社会的问题在于不公平的经济系统制度。
For Marx.It was unjust economic system that bothers him.
资本家的贪心不愿意与人们分享利益，因此主张集权的共产社会。
He advocates for communists based on the greedy capitalists who refuse to share profit with others.
对沙特而言，我们的问题在于我们不知道我们是完全的自由的，因为世界上没有客观的价值。
For Sartre, it was not realizing that we are completely free since there were no objective value.
对沙特来说，我们不要被客观的价值或是真理所限制住了，这些是不存在的，我们是完全的自由的人。
He believed that we are totally free because the value and truth does not exist.
对一个行为心理学家 B.F. Skinner来说，今天我们的问题在于不了解我们完全的被我们的环境所决定。
For B.F. Skinner, it was not realizing that we are completely determined by our environment.
意思就是我们的人格行为都是受着过去的环境所影响， 今天我们是环境所塑造成的，因此我们不需要对我们的行为负责。
He believes that we are who we are because of the environment we live in. So we bear the result of how we lived in before. As a result, we are not responsible for our actions.
对弗洛伊德来说，我们的问题在于内在下意识与欲望和良知之间的冲突。
For Freud, it was inner unconscious conflicts between desire and conscience.
意思就是我们活得不快乐，就是我们不能顺着我们的欲望去生活，因为我们受着社会的道德的约束。
So the reason why we're not happy because we cannot follow our desire to live and because we are constrained by social rules.
以上这些不同的思想、世界观直接来影响人们的价值观念与生活形态甚至影响整个社会的制度。
All these theories affect our value and life styles, and to a certain degree, it created a different social system.
圣经的真理给我们一个正确的人生观。
But the Bible, it gives us a full and true life perspective.
我们照着耶稣基督的真理去行，将活出一个积极光明的人生。
We know that when we follow God's word,We are be able to lead a positive life.
圣经的真理让我们以正确的眼光来看人生。
The Bible gives us a correct way to see life.
使我们知道人类的始祖背叛了神，犯罪离开神。
That we know that because of the sin, we derailed and got away from God.
人性因此堕落，人的本性里面包含着贪心、自私、邪恶、骄傲、不圣洁、不公义等等。
This is why we fail and we are sinful, because in our personality we have greed, selfishness, evilness, pride, unholiness, and injustice.
耶稣基督的真理指出了人性的问题，并提供问题的解决。
So Jesus points out our original problem in life, and he provides us a solution.
哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他是一个新造的人，旧事已过，都被成新的。
That's why in 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
我们借着耶稣基督圣灵奇妙的做工，让我们得着一个属灵的生命。
Believing Jesus Christ will allow the Holy Spirit to work on us, and we will have a new life.
这个新生命能够让我们去活出基督的慈爱、圣洁、公义、怜悯等等基督的美德。
And this new life will help us to live up the love, the holiness.The justice and the mercy in Jesus Christ.
再回到约翰福音十五章十七节，耶稣说：“你们要彼此相爱，这就是我给你们的命令。”
In John 15:17, it says, "This is my command: love each other."
我们在耶稣基督里面找到了最知己、最好的朋友。
We found our best friend in Jesus Christ.
他爱我们的程度，甚至为我们的罪来死，他如此的爱我们，因此他也要求我们要彼此的相爱。
He loved us so much that he even died for us, and he loved us, and so he commanded us to love each other.
并且耶稣强调，这是他给我们的命令。
Jesus emphasized that this is an order.
命令就是一定要去做的，没有选择的余地。
We know that an order is something that we just have to do it, and this is not an option.
这也是一个提醒，我们完全遵照着主的命令去行吗？
So let's ask ourselves, do we follow His order completely?
耶稣到世界上来扩大了爱的范围。
The definition of love has been expanded by Jesus.
马太福音第五章四十三到四十四节，耶稣说：“你们听见有话说，当爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。”
So how does he extend it? He said in Matthew 5:43-44, "You have heard that it is said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
神爱世上每一个人，接着他继续说，他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
Jesus loves every single person in the world, and so that is why he said in Matthew 5:45, he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
这就是耶稣基督到世界上来的目的。
This is the reason why Jesus came to the world.
他来叫我们来认识这位爱世界上所有的人的这位神。
He came to let us know about our loving God, that God loves every single human being in the world. He loves everybody. He came to the world to be every single person's best friend. He came and died for every single one of us.
因此能够让我们每一个人有机会与神恢复和好的关系。
So all of us can restore our relationship with God.
主这样的爱我们，因此他也命令我们应当以耶稣基督牺牲的爱的精神来彼此相爱。
God loves us so much.That we should also love each other in seeing Jesus' sacrifice for us.
我们到哪里去寻找最好的朋友？
So where are we going around to look for our friend?
在基督里面我们寻找到。
We found it in Jesus Christ.
在基督里面我们认识神的爱。
In Jesus Christ, we know about God's love.
神的爱采取行动在历史中做工。
His love works and in the history.
借着耶稣基督到世界上来爱我们。
And he sent Jesus to the world to love us.
来成为我们最好的朋友。
And Jesus is my best friend.
甚至为我们罪来死。
And he even died for us.
主这样的爱我们，他也命令我们，也应当以这样的爱来爱彼此相爱。
Because he loves us, so he wants us to demonstrate his love to others as well.
盼望我们每个人在主里面彼此的勉励，完全遵照主的命令来行，彼此相爱。
So let us live out his command to love each other.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你借着耶稣基督到世界上来成为我们最好的朋友。
Dear Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ into the world to become our friend.
我们感谢你在基督里救赎的大爱。
We praise you for you redeem us from the sin.
也帮助我们借着圣灵的力量，我们也能够以主你牺牲的爱彼此相爱。
That you give us the Holy Spirit so we could bear him in mind and also use that to love each other.
主你爱世界上每一个人。
You love every single one of us.
我们也为在马来西亚的地震海啸许多的遭受许多的人遭受他们的生命牺牲求主你在安慰在这个受灾难的地区
We pray for the natural disaster especially recently happened in Tunisia for the big earthquake We pray for their safety and pray for their healing
我们也为世界各地的动乱不安，求主你的平安也能够临到那些受苦的地方。
We pray that your peace will go to the war zone and give them the love.
主，你是我们的审判的主， 您是一位公义怜悯的神。
You are righteous and merciful God.
您是我们最完美的一位公义审判的神。
You are the perfect person.
我们也为美国要产生大法官许多这些政治当中，求主您亲自赐给亮光，在这个国度里面。
We pray that you give lightness, light, enlightenment to U.S. while they are choosing the Supreme Court judge.
也让我们在每天的生活当中，能够活出主您的公义，主您的慈爱。
Let us live a life that you provide us with justice and mercy.
求主您继续带领在我们弟兄姐妹当中，有人遇到特别的难处，求主您成为我们最好的朋友，来帮助我们。
God, please be there be our friends when we encounter any specific any problems in our life.
因为我们知道您是一位掌管宇宙万物的神。
We know that we can rely on you because you are the Almighty.
在您无所不能。
You are possible in everything.
因此，我们将所有一切的困难仰望主您的带领。
So all we could do is live up our worries to you.
将主您的平安赐给每个人。
Please grant your peace to every one of us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.